Brüder, eure Mann, freudig, wie ein Held zum Siegen, wie ein Held zum Siegen, laufet, Brüder, eure Mann. the roar of 6,000 people on their feet at that joyful, hopeful climax to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the Choral Symphony, performed by the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, conducted by Daniel Barenboim. They were performing with the National Youth Choir of Great Britain. And the orchestra led by Daniel's son, Michael Barenboim. Wonderful roster of soloists who are now just leaving the stage. The mezzo-soprano Walfried Meyer, soprano Anna Samuel, tenor Michael Koenig, and the bass Bene Pape. Daniel Barenboim hadn't worked with the National Youth Choir of Great Britain before, but he told me earlier that after his first rehearsal with them, he was bowled over, and he commented particularly on the freshness of their sound. Wonderful choir, 200 of them on the stage. The chorus master, Robert Isaacs, will be coming on to take his bow soon. If you think the applause in the hall here at the Royal Albert Hall tonight is remarkable, it must have been quite something to have been at the premiere of this work back in 1824. Beethoven, by then profoundly deaf, had stood on the stage to assist the conductor. Famously, at the end, he had to be physically turned around to see the thunderous applause that, tragically, he couldn't hear. Well, as we see more shots of Daniel Barenboim with his wonderful West Eastern Divan Orchestra, you may want to hear more from the maestro on Beethoven. Stay tuned here on BBC Two. Right after this programme, there is a new documentary called Barenboim on Beethoven. Well, I'm sure the applause for Barenboim and nearly 300 performers on this stage is going to continue for quite some time here at the Royal Albert Hall, but that is it from us tonight. There is still much more to come, though. The next prom on television is on Thursday on BBC Four. Another great masterpiece, Bach's B Minor Mass. We'll be here again next Saturday on BBC Two with Handel's much-loved water music. But as the cheers ring out here at the Royal Albert Hall, it's time for me to say a very good night.